With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fire devastating a girls' school in Kenya.
A father cries out in anguish at the scene in Kenya, where a fire ripped through a dormitory in a girls' boarding school, killing at least 16 students. Education Minister Julius Ogamba said 79 others were injured at Udumishi Girls' School, which has more than 800 students in the Gilgil area of central Kenya. Patients were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital by ambulance and helicopter. The cause is under investigation. Ogamba said authorities would look into whether the school's safety manual had been adhered to. I'm Jennifer King.
Huge fire destroying a two-story apartment building in Dallas, killing at least three people. And John Scott says the numbers could climb.
Authorities are still looking for missing people after firefighters brought the flames under control. The fire erupted after someone called 911 to report a gas leak. It was unclear how many residents lived in the two-story building in the Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas. Atmos Energy, a natural gas provider, said in a statement they were told by fire officials that a construction crew unrelated to the company had damaged a pipeline near the site of the fire. John Scott reporting.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators reaching a possible deal now to extend the ceasefire by 60 days. Vice President J.D. Vance confirming there was the tentative agreement, but it's unclear if the president has approved it. Applying for a new job anytime soon? Well, it won't be like it used to be at all. You might soon be interviewed by artificial intelligence. Recruiters, overwhelmed by AI-generated job apps, are using chatbots mainly for the initial screening. This trend is said to be growing as technology just keeps advancing. This is SRN News. European Union cracking down. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
In its ongoing crusade to limit online pornography and child sexual exploitation, the EU has banned apps that allow the user to render an image of a person who is clothed as though they were naked. The apps also allow users to take benign photos of ordinary people, make them look as though the person is naked, and then release them onto the internet. Children are a particular target. Advocates wish U.S. regulators would take similar action. Michael Harrington reporting.
An initiative aimed at keeping boys out of girls' sports in the state of Maine has been removed from the ballot because of invalid signatures. Proposal was slated to go before the people in November, asking voters if they wanted to require public schools to restrict access to bathrooms and, of course, locker rooms based solely on a student's actual biological sex. This is SRN News. A new scandal involving Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Here's Karen Chamas.
Israel's attorney general has said a close advisor to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will face criminal prosecution for leaking secret information to a German newspaper with the intent of harming the country's security. The announcement on Thursday marked another scandal for the embattled Netanyahu as the country gears up for elections this fall. Netanyahu himself is on trial for corruption in three separate cases and faces tensions within his coalition that threaten to dissolve parliament. I'm Karen Chamas.
Aid supplies rushed into the center of Congo's Ebola outbreak, where medical workers are struggling. Thursday, a cargo plane was able to make a delivery of very much needed masks, gloves, boots, as well as a number of medications. More details at srnnews.com.